ought to be. I said goodbye, ought to be. You prefer John better than you preferred for me. But if you ever need a friend, I'll be your friend, Ellie. I'm headed on all through Texas State. When you and your man making love tonight, think of a lonely soul out there in Texas way. Well, I try do the best I could. Now you're gonna hear my steel pierce right through your pretty heart. Yeah, she gonna hear it. You're gonna hear my steel pierce right through your pretty heart. Well, I said you might not sleep at night thinking how you did this poor man wrong. Play your steel for a red. Well, I ain't got nothing now but my Gibson guitar. I ain't got a quarter. Can't afford to buy me a ticket to a movie star. But I'm gonna make it out in Arizona with the Valley of the Sun. I'm gonna get me a band and I'm gonna play my blues all night. Gonna get me a band, gonna play the blues all night. I'm gonna tell you now, people, I done made it and treat me wrong. I'm gonna talk to y'all. Watch this here. So I guess that's all gotta say. Well, that's all. That's all I got to say. Well, I'm gonna tell you now goodbye to B. Red gonna see you someday. If you ever need my help again, I'll send money to your way anytime, baby.
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, and this is From Ipanema to the World.
Welcome to From Ipanema to the World. 2 weeks ago, on October 22nd, we had a program focusing on the Brazilian pianist Nelson Freire. That was on the occasion of his 77th birthday. Tonight, we will repeat that program in memory of Nelson Freire, a giant of the piano, who passed away last Monday, November 1st. Welcome to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis.
Tonight, we say happy birthday to Nelson Freire, unanimously lauded as one of the greatest Brazilian pianists. He began playing the piano when he was 3 years old, amazing simply everyone around him by replaying from memory pieces his elder sister had just performed. He studied with Lúcia Branco, one of the main pianists of her time, who herself had studied with a pupil of Franz Liszt. Among many others, Lúcia Branco was also the teacher of Tom Jobim. Nelson's first public recital was at the age of 5, where he played a Mozart piano sonata. He later went to Vienna, where his teacher was Bruno Zeidelhofer, whose connection to Brazil was very tight. Among others, he married Maria Regina, herself a Brazilian. In 1964, Nelson Freire won first prize at the Viana da Mota International Piano Competition in Lisbon, as well as receiving the Dino Lipati Medal and the Harriet Cohen Medal in London. He began an extraordinary international career in 1959, playing recitals and concerts in all major cities of Europe. He made his U.S. debut in New York in 1969. He worked and toured with many of today's leading conductors, including, among many others, Lauren Mazel, Charles Dutoit, Kurt Mazur, André Previn, Valery Gergiev, Seiji Ozawa, Ricardo Chailly, and the list is very long. He played with the Berlin Philharmonic, Concertgebouw Orchestra, London Symphony, Boston Symphony, Chicago, Cleveland, Los Angeles Philharmonic, the New York Philharmonic, and Philadelphia Orchestra. He also received a number of prizes, among others the Diapason d'Or, a shock award from Monde de la Musique, as well as being rated a 10 by the Repertoire magazine. In general, Nelson Freire tends to avoid the limelight, publicity, and interviews. He talks through music. Here he is playing a melody from Orfeo et Eurydice by Gluck. Thank you.
Johannes Brahms, Ballade in G minor. Walks, Cakewalk by Claude Debussy.
Thank you.
by Franz Liszt, the first année de pèlerinage. Edward Grieg, a lyric piece. Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata.
Thank you.
Tonight's From Ipanema to the World is a rebroadcast of a program we had 2 weeks ago for the occasion of the Brazilian pianist Nelson Freire's 77th birthday. Tonight's program is a memorial to Nelson, who passed away last Monday. This was the Moonlight Sonata by Ludwig van Beethoven, played by the Brazilian pianist Nelson Freire, who a few days ago turned 77 years old. He was born in Boa Esperança in the Brazilian state of Minas Gerais. Nelson Freire has long been seen as a connoisseur's pianist, a pianist's pianist. A series of superb recordings have raised his profile to the extent that he is now thought as one of today's universally recognized great musicians. Whether playing the great war horses of the repertoire or the gentlest miniatures, he brings to his performances a level of quiet thoughtfulness that puts him in a class of his own. Here he is playing three pieces by Brazilian composers, starting with New York Skyline by Heitor Villa-Lobos. Thank you.
Just heard Congada by Francisco Mignoni. Before that, Choros No. 5 and New York Skyline by Heitor Villa-Lobos. Next is Nelson Freire playing Robert Schumann's Arabesque.
Thank you.
This was the Arabesque by Robert Schumann. Next is Nelson Freire playing two pieces by Chopin, a nocturne and one of the hardest etudes, Opus 25.
Thank you.
Next is one of the four impromptus by Franz Schubert. This was the E-flat impromptu by Franz Schubert with Nelson Freire on the piano. Let us finish this program with a well-known piece by Johann Sebastian Bach. The original name for this piece is Herz und Mund und Tat und Leben. Thank you so much for listening. I am Flavio Chamis and hope to meet you again next Friday on WRCT-FM in Pittsburgh or streaming at wrct.org. Here is Nelson Freire's Johann Sebastian Bach. Thank you.
his dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, it is just now the top of the hour here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul, and this is a show called Viva La Mock. So if it is a Friday night, if it's a Friday night, which good chance of that, it's midnight. If it's a Tuesday afternoon and my encore presentation of my show is happening, it's 5. It's 5 o'clock. But either way, it's at this time. I do a thing called the Midnight Mock. I take a word, performer, artist, and play some tribute songs. Songs about it, songs that fit within what I call the mock. Before I get into this mock, because you are anxiously awaiting me to do that, I want to remind you that Attic Records joined you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records is located in Millvale, and they're open 7 days a week. They provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae and hip-hop to doo-wop and all the stops in between. They're family-owned and operated. They actually pay for quality used records and CDs. The good news is no collection's too big, no collection is too small. You can visit Attic Records today or call them up at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need. So tonight, and this afternoon, it is a UFO mock. And I'm not talking about the band UFO. So for like three of you, sorry, I am not talking about the band UFO. I am talking about UFOs, those unidentified flying objects we see out in the world. Because today is World UFO Day. It's one of two World UFO Days. There's one on June, I think it's 24th, and then there's a July 2nd World UFO Day, because I believe the July 2nd one marks the crash out at Roswell that people noticed and the whole UFO thing started. So, you know what? The Mockster, I have arranged, I think I've got 10 songs. I've got at least two sets of music that I'm going to do of UFO songs. And what are those songs? Songs with UFO in the title. So that is what the mock is tonight. I appreciate you listening because, you know what? I'm starting off the mock with the Eels. I am starting off the mock with the Eels.
Saw a UFO in the sky last night. Made me wonder if everything's gonna be alright. Searching the skyline for a little light. Could I be so